Blog Talk Radio.
Make the summer we bless filled with food. Me a funny girl say blessings are running down. Me a dead imagine cause I'm traffic as a cup around over what to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm a priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm just to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Yo, let me preach. Hey, let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes late from the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Jamaican and food in a Dutch pot. And from the news, the devil can't touch that. Just see Satan to get back. And I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed. I'm so glad that you've joined me for this session. Truly, God has been good to me. He is an awesome God, and I love Him with all my heart and all my soul, and I hope that you love Him also. Tonight, we are going to be looking at By His Stripes, I Am Healed. By His Stripes, I Am Healed. We're looking at the fact that we know that God is able to heal, He is able to deliver, He is able to set free. And I want to encourage you tonight to put your faith and your trust in God, because He always remembers you. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. And I want you to remember that God always keeps His word. He always keeps His word. So, dear friend, let us pray. Bow your head and let us pray. Father, we bless You. We honor You. We lift up Your holy name. I thank You, Lord God, for everyone that will hear this message. Lord God, I thank You for their diligence in wanting to study the word of God. I thank You, Lord God, because You see our hearts. You see everything about us, oh God. You understand our thoughts even before we do. And I pray, oh God, for Your people everywhere. God, that You would truly bless them right now. God, that You would truly give them the strength that they need. Oh, Lord, that special strength that only comes from You. Oh, God, You know that one that needs to be strengthened right now. You know that one that needs, Lord God, just someone to pick them up. I pray, oh God, that You would do it for them right now. Lord, I just praise Your name. I honor You. I thank You, Lord God, for those listening around the world. I pray, Lord God, that You would remember them, oh God, in their personal lives. Oh, God, in the cities, in the small towns, in the villages, wherever they're listening from, oh, God, I pray that You would truly bless them from the north, south, east, and west. Bless them, oh, God, Lord, in Europe and in Africa, in Central America, in Asia, in the Caribbean, oh, God, wherever people are listening, Lord God, over in the South Pacific, Lord, wherever they're able to pick up this message of hope in Jesus Christ, I pray that You would bless them right now. I pray that You would help them right now. And dear Lord, we just truly thank You, God, and we magnify Your holy name. Lord, as we break bread tonight together, Lord, I pray that You would speak calm and peace over your children. Oh, God, remember your sons and daughters that are looking to you for guidance right now, that are looking to you for special help right now. I know that you're able to help them, and I thank you for that special help. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Dear friend, turn your Bible with me to Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53, it says, who had believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who had believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Dear friend, I just came on the air just for a little while tonight to give you a brief message, to let you know that you can be healed, you can be delivered, you can be set free, to let you know that God has given all of us a measure of faith. And I was not even planning on recording tonight, but the Lord just prompted me to go ahead and record just a short message to someone to let you know that God loves you, to let you know that God cares about you. And whatever you're battling with emotionally or physically, God is able to heal you right now. God is able to set you free right now. I want you to know that if you are a Christian and you're struggling with some type of temptation, the enemy has been really oppressing your mind and trying to get you to go back into what you used to do, I want you to know that God is declaring life over your body right now, over your mind right now. God is declaring deliverance and liberty in your mind right now. He is setting you free from those temptations that have you bound. You are no longer bound in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that Jesus Christ has already shed his blood on Calvary for you, and he says that he was already bruised for you. He was already beaten for you. Oh, come on. He was already placed on the cross for you. You don't have to struggle the way that you're struggling. Put your trust in God and let him work things out for you. You don't have to be, you know, quivering in a corner and running from the enemy. You can say with boldness that the Lord is on your side. You can say with boldness that he, the enemy of your soul, cannot touch you, because God already has you covered in the front and in behind and at the side. God already has you covered, dear friend. Put your trust in God. Put your trust in God, because God is working things out for you right now. Put your trust in God, even when it looks bleak, even when it looks like everything is not going to turn out the way that you think it should turn out. I want you to hold on, dear friend. Don't give up. God is making a way for you. God is giving you strength right now. God already has your life worked out. This is not the time for you to give up. I just wanted to come on just for a few minutes, just to give you that word that God said, hold on, hold on, continue to have faith, continue to be strong, because he loves you, he cares about you, and everything is going to be all right. Verse 6 says, we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. And so, dear friend, we see that even when we went astray, Jesus bore our sins. Don't beat yourself up. Don't hold your head down in shame. But recognize that the moment you ask Jesus to forgive you, he does. The moment you ask him for strength, he gives it to you. The moment you ask him to wash you, he does. Dear friend, let him wash you right now. Let him give you the peace right now that you need. Let him give you the joy right now that you need. Everything is going to be all right. Let me say it one more time. Everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to work out for your good. God already has an action plan. Hallelujah. He has an action plan already prepared for you. He has your life still in the palm of his hands. Don't give up, dear friend. Don't give up. By his stripes, you are already healed. I'm going to pray for you right now. I'm going to ask God to watch over you, and I want you to pray with me right now, realizing that there's nothing too hard for God to do. Yes, I came on just for a few minutes on the ear. I'm not recording long, but listen, I wanted to give you a quick word to let you know that this is not the time for you to give up. This is the time for you to be encouraged. Be encouraged, dear friend. Jesus loves you. He cares about you. He cares about your family. Our closing thoughts are persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There's no such thing as can't. And what you believe, you can achieve. Our closing scripture is Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes, this was a brief word to you to let you know that Jesus is still standing with his arms open wide to receive you, and that he wants you to be encouraged. Dear friend, let us pray again. Dear Lord, we just thank you right now for this quick word. I pray, O God, for your children everywhere. O God, that you would continue to strengthen them and keep them and help them. O guide them, Lord God, in every area of their lives, Lord God. We thank you, God, for those that are sick being healed right now. Those that need encouragement, they are encouraged right now. We bless your name right now. We thank you, Lord God. Our lives are in your hands, and we trust you tonight, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Dear friend, trust the Lord. And I'm going to play this song for you right now, Trust in the Lord.
Yes, indeed. And Job, while you were going through, he looked up and he said, though he slay me, I trust him. So I want to encourage someone today. Listen.
Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. And lean not to thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy path. Oh, a train can make a
you. That was Second Chance Ministries from Fort Lauderdale, Brother Uhart. Thank you so much for allowing us to use your music. And listen, I told you this was a quick word tonight, so God bless you. God strengthen both you and your family. We love you. Take care of yourselves. You've been listening to Evangelist Faith Reed, and this show is called Vision. Hope that you will tune in with us again. God bless you.
Mr. Summer, we bless the little fool. Me and Granny God said blessings are running down. Me and David, imagine cause I'm not a cast of a run over what to be. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed.